This is Will Friedle from Pod Meets World. Let's be honest. The 90s gave us some great things. The music, totally rad. The fashion, so fly. Home decor, that's a different story. In HGTV's new competitive series, Totally 90s House, two teams of iconic TV stars take on two homes frozen in time. Paired with HGTV experts, they'll turn dated spaces into fresh modern homes and compete for the ultimate bragging rights. Goodbye, honey oak cabinets. Hello, 21st century. Totally 90s House. Special series premiere starts August 26th at 9, 8 central on HGTV.
And now, Anna and Raven's Middle Schooler News.
Middle Schooler News is powered by Sherwin-Williams. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains now through the 28th. Shop in-store or purchase online for delivery. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Jake, where are you calling from and who you want to give a shout-out to?
I'm calling from my house, Ridgefield, and I'll give a shout-out to my dad who helped me write this.
Where do you go to school, Jake?
Scottsridge.
Very nice. Well, we're excited to have you. Go ahead. Give us one of the big stories this week.
The famous Statue of Liberty in New York City Bay went through a renovation in the 1980s, and now some of the copper that was removed is being minted into limited edition coins, celebrating our upcoming 250th birthday. Each coin has an octagon shape on the front, 50 stars surrounding Lady Liberty's profile, and on the back, an American flag with the words, "We the People" from the Constitution. Can you guess how much each coin will cost? $250. To match the nation's 250th birthday.
Wow.
Raven won't buy it. Raven throws change on the floor. I don't know. To me, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen, but he doesn't believe in coins, and he just throws them on the floor.
I don't believe in pennies is what I don't believe in. Nickels are right behind it there. I did see this about the copper being available for purchase from the Statue of Liberty, and it's very interesting. I don't know if it's a great investment. You're going to be able to turn around and spend that thing? I don't know. How many of these things are they minting? But it's interesting.
Does anybody still do collectible plates? Remember collectible plates? Oh, Jake, you don't remember because... Oh, what grade are you in?
7.
So yeah, don't invest in plates that are collectibles. All right, Jake, that's just my advice to you. Don't do it.
If anybody ever says, would you like this Elvis collectible plate? Unless you just love it because it's beautiful, don't think it's going to be a long-term investment.
Right.
Go ahead. Number 2, story of the week.
For sports fans, this may be the best time of the year. The NBA basketball and the NHL hockey playoffs and the MLB are in full swing. Staying up late to watch games is not always possible for early risers and kids. Mm-hmm. So here's a recap to bring you up to date. The Knicks came back in a dramatic fashion to force overtime and then won in Game 1 versus the Cavaliers. The Oklahoma City Thunder held up the San Antonio Spurs to win and tie their series 1-1. In hockey, the Vegas Golden Knights defeated the Colorado Avalanche 4-2 in Game 1 of their series.
Jake, who's going to win the NBA playoffs?
Probably the Knicks from how they've been playing.
Yeah, I mean, they do look very tough. I got to tell you, them and I think San Antonio, it's a collision course right here. Wemby has been unbelievable, but the Knicks are just pushing people around. It's fun because I haven't seen Knicks play like this really in my lifetime. Like, not this late in the season looking this dominant. It's a lot of fun.
Do the Spurs get sad that they don't have as many famous people as the Knicks have at all their
They've
games?
They've never had those people there, so the Spurs don't care.
All right, let's go, Jake. Let's get number 3 for today.
Story number 3.
Star Wars fans out there, this week marks an opening of the first Star Wars movie in theaters in 7 years, Mandalorian and Grogu. The story picks up between the movies Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens, when they have to rescue Rada the Hutt, the son of Jabba the Hutt, who has been kidnapped. I'm not going to give any spoilers. Just head to the theaters to see it.
I am a huge Star Wars fan, and the reviews are not good, Anna. They're not good on this film.
I know.
But you know something? Everybody thought the same thing about Solo, Jake, and I loved Solo. I don't know.
It's too much. There's too many spinoffs. There's too many characters.
It's a lot.
Too many storylines.
Sure.
I don't even know what the heck is happening anymore.
You know, the thing is, there are a younger generation of fans, right? The Mandalorian, huge on streaming. So I just don't know if it's going to make the money they need this movie to make. And then, of course, when they make a project and it doesn't do well, that screws up everything else, right? Because then they're like, I don't know if we're going to go forward with this story or that story. So I don't know. So, we'll see what happens.
Well, Jake, you did such a great job today. Thank you so much for being our Middle Schooler of the Week.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great day at school.
If you have a middle schooler that would like to join the show, you can sign them up at annaandraven.com.